Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Now, we have come out to Busy Liz's in Skipton, and you may, when we say Busy Liz's, you may well think fish and chips, because that is the key thing that they do, but there's actually loads more you can have. So, hello Katie.
Hi Beth.
We have come today for a spot of afternoon tea, and we have in front of us here a three-tier afternoon tea. How many afternoon teas do people tend to come in for? Is it a popular thing?
We started doing it a couple of years ago, and it's probably not as popular as we'd like, because unfortunately we are famous for our fish and chips, so people don't associate us with afternoon tea. And I think people would maybe perhaps prefer to go to somewhere a bit more at a market, go to Coniston Hall or go to the Dev and really splash out and have afternoon tea. But that also comes with a price. So when we were looking at starting to do afternoon teas, we wanted to set a price that was going to be more in people's budget for a regular occurrence rather than a special treat. So we charge £13.95, which is for two people, so it's for less than £7 a head, whereas most places you will go and you're probably looking at £20, per person.
And it's a decent sized afternoon tea here. It's in front of us. You've got a whole different range of sandwich, two scones and four different types of cake, so it looks lovely, and obviously you get your cup of tea as well.
Yes.
You can spend a little bit more and get some fizz.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can upgrade, and we have the small bottles of Prosecco, which you can get two glasses out of there, so you can have a glass of Prosecco each for £18.50, so still all very, very reasonable.
I was going to say, if it was a special celebration, that would be a good idea, but actually, for under £20 for two people, it doesn't even need to be a special celebration.
No, I mean, you can go and spend that on, you spend more than £10 on a normal lunch, without having a glass of fizz. So to have a glass of fizz included, with that is a good price.
So do you want to talk us through what we've got? Also, special fish plate three-tier.
Yeah, the fish plates came about. We were trying to come up with three-tier plate, which was unique to us and to the industry that we're in. So we found our supplier that had the fish plates, and then I got my husband Alan to put them together to create our own three-tier, Busy Liz's afternoon tea fish plates.
And was he happy that you designated that job to him?
No, we had a few broken plates before we managed to get the right drill bits to drill the porcelain, but we got there in the end.
What have we got on the bottom layer, the savoury layer?
Okay, so on the bottom layer we start with the egg mayonnaise, and we serve that on white triangles, and then we've got prawn with mayonnaise and paprika, then we've got tuna and sweet corn, and then we've got our homemade combination chicken, and then we have our cheese with the caramelised onion relish.
I think we should try the sandwiches and pick our favourite before we move on to the scone.
Sounds good to me.
So we've tried all of the sandwiches, all five. Katie, what was your choice? What's your favourite sandwich?
It's a tough one to call, but I think I'm going to have to go with the coronation chicken.
I would say that's my second place. My first one was egg mayonnaise. That was really, really nice. There's a secret, isn't there, about how you make your egg mayo really good?
Yes, and I'm not telling you, because I have to kill you.
Oh, okay, all right. And next layer, we're going to do scones.
Yes.
Key question is, do you put the jam on first or the cream on first?
I personally put the jam on first.
I would agree. Right, let's have a scone. Scone's done. Very good. We're about to reach the top layer of the three-tier afternoon tea platter. Do you have a prediction of what your favourite one of these is? Just remind us what they are first.
So we've got the macaroons, and then we've got the caramel slice. Then we have little pastries filled with lemon curd with sprinkles of meringue on top. And then we've got the white chocolate and raspberry slice, and then another macaroon to finish off. I'm thinking caramel slice is going to be my favourite.
Ooh, I'm thinking possibly the macaroon is going to be my favourite. Let's try them and find out. Now, despite thinking that the macaroon was going to be my favourite, I think the little lemon meringue tartlets have just beaten it. That was lovely. Was your prediction right?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Yeah, my prediction was right. Caramel shortbread, yeah, but that gets me every time.
Now, for people who want to come in and try the triple-layered afternoon tea, whereabouts do they need to come and when do they need to be here?
Yeah, so we serve afternoon tea at our High Street car park location, which is across from Marks and Spencer's, and we serve that from 2:30 till 5 p.m. every day.
And next time, we're going to come back and we're going to test some cheese for cheeseburgers. So, we've got, from one extreme to the other, beautiful, delicate afternoon tea. Next month, we're trying big Whopper cheeseburgers. So, Katie, I'll see you again next month.
See you next month.
Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.